y'all settle down. You'll scare the visitors now. Maybe you're visiting with us for the first time, and we are Holy Hills Baptist Church. And we're Baptist, and some people say, well, I've never seen Baptists act that way. But you know what? Baptists used to. Baptists used to be vocal about what they believed in, and that's what they used to. And a lot of, and look, y'all don't get offended or nothing, but a lot of Baptist churches now, you go in, it's more like a funeral home. And one boy, there, preaching one time, little boy, little fella, stood up. He said, "Amen." And everybody turned around and looked where it come from. That little boy punched him and said, "Shh, there's people trying to sleep in here." Take your Bible and turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the first book in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter number 7. Chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7. We'll share a couple of thoughts with you this morning and try to be as straightforward with you as I can. Try not to cut any corners whatsoever. Matthew chapter number 7, if you've been here several Sundays by now, you have heard messages about comparing two things. We compared Cain and Abel. We talked about that one time. We talked about the two builders. One built his house upon the rock, one built his house upon the sand, and we compared them two. And what God does in the Bible, a lot of times He'll, for teaching purposes, He'll take two things on the opposite ends of the spectrum, and He'll compare those two things to teach a divine truth. And it's all through the Bible. The more I look, the more I see. It's just all over the Bible how God takes two things and He compares it, try to teach us something. And in the New Testament, you got the wheat and the tares. Then He'll, all different things that He does in, the Bible. Here's another one I found in Matthew chapter number 7. Look at verse number 13. Verse number 13 of Matthew chapter number 7. And we'll read down to about verse 23, and then we'll pray. And we'll do the best we can to give you a few thoughts here before we have our baptismal service. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 13. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate." You see, there's nothing wrong with being straight. "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You know, verse 13 says, many that's going to go in at the broad gate. But verse 14 says there's few that's going to go in at the straight gate. Then verse 15, he says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns and figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." You see how he starts with a broad way, a narrow way. He compares them. And then he goes into a good tree and a corrupt tree. He starts comparing them. Then verse 19, "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." Look at verse 21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. A good number of folks here today. A lot of visitors and a lot of our home folks are here. Some are home watching by way of internet, and we thank you for them. And Lord, I pray, God, you'd help us today, and Lord, give us that we need. I want to share the truth, and I don't want to, Lord, I don't want to intentionally make anybody mad or anything like that, but Lord, if your word does it, then I can't help that. But Lord, I pray that you'd help us today. And Lord, we'll thank you now and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Now, you might not think this, but our world is heavily minded. Everybody wants to go to heaven, obviously. And there's a strange statement considering how wretched and wicked our world is. CNN did a poll and discovered that 81% of the people ask, they believe in a literal heaven where people live with God after death. And 81% of the people said, yep, that is true. Now, out of that 81%, here's the disturbing statement. 77% of that 81%, they believed in heaven, believed you lived in heaven after God, with God after death, but they could not tell you how to get to heaven that they believed in. Satan always has a counterfeit. God says there's only one way to heaven. The Satan says there's many ways to heaven. Many of you have heard this illustration. I heard several preachers give this illustration, and it's probably the best that I've heard. About the lady that went to the post office, and the man met her there, and the woman said, hey, aren't you a preacher? She said, yeah. And this happened to me one time. And he said, well, going to heaven is like going to the post office. Everybody comes to the post office a different way. You come down this street, McGore Street, and you come down this way, Main Street, you come around, you come down 104, and you come. Everybody gets to the post office a different way. We all wind up at the post office. And the preacher looked at the lady and said, ma'am, that all sounds well and good, but when you die, we ain't going to the post office. We're going to heaven, and there's not but one way to get there. In our world we live in today, you can be going the right way or you can be going the wrong way. And here in Matthew 7, we compares two crowds, two choices, and two consequences. There's two crowds, there's two choices you can make, and there's two consequences. And something I found interesting, if I can find it here. Someone conducted a poll and tried to figure all this out, and they said there's 19 major world religions which are subdivided into 270 large religious groups and many, many smaller groups out under that. 34,000 separate Christian, so-called Christian groups have been identified. All 34,000 of these different Christian, so-called Christian groups, they say there's a certain way to get to heaven, and all of them tell you something totally different. Now, there's something wrong with that when God makes it very simple, very plain, and He gives us two choices, two crowds, two consequences, and He compares those, and at the end, it's very simple. We find out that Jesus is the only way to heaven. He gives us in verse 15, church, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you the same thing Jesus told you. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. Can I say this? Everybody you see on television in a suit and a tie and carrying a Bible may not be telling you the truth. Just because they have a Bible in their hand, just because they're wearing a suit, and just because they have a large congregation does not mean they're always telling the truth. Truth is determined by what has been written in God's Word. And a false prophet comes to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, trying to destroy you and trying to send you down the wrong path. Satan has a counterfeit. Satan has a counterfeit. Christ has a bride. It's called the church. Well, don't you know, Satan has a bride as well. It's called Mystery Babylon. Christ has a book. Satan has many books. Christ has one way to heaven, but Satan has many ways that he says you can get to heaven. Here in Matthew 7, there's a wide gate and there's a broad way. A wide gate, a broad way is Satan's attempt to lure millions into the fiery pits of hell. Say, preacher, you believe in hell? Yes, we believe in hell. The Bible says there's hell. We believe there's hell. Just like we believe there's a heaven. We believe there's a heaven. We believe there's a hell. He makes this wide gate. Satan makes this wide gate look very similar to the narrow gate. He paints the broad way with religious colors. And he's very successful in his approach. And Jesus says, many there be that will go in thereat. I'll give you this, two directions, two destinations, two decisions. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 and verse 25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Everybody thinks they're on the right path. Everybody thinks they're on the narrow way. But my friend, the Bible says in Proverbs, says there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof, they find out that they were on the broad path. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here in the religious world we live in today, people want church and they want religion like Burger King. Have it your way. They like Burger King church. Have it your way. I like church to be like Wendy's. Old-fashioned, hot, and juicy. Amen. You don't want a Burger King church. You want a Wendy's church. Hallelujah. Where they serve chili. Hallelujah. Let me give you some things that might help here in the next few minutes that we have. Number one, I want you to remember this. In that Bible says there's a straight gate, there's a broad way, there's false prophets, there's a good tree, there's a bad tree. And he says, everybody. In verse 21, he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So, number one, I want you to remember this. I want you to remember this. Write her down. Remember it. Whatever. Not everybody is going to heaven. You say, well, preacher, hey, false prophets want us to believe that everybody is going to heaven. And I wish I could tell you that everybody was going to heaven. Just live good and just be good to your neighbor. Love everybody and, you know, love the animals and hug the trees and rake your neighbor's yard every now and then and all of that kind of stuff. And one day your good deeds will outweigh your bad deeds. And you'll get to heaven and St. Peter will there. He'll flush the door open. You'll just come on in. I wish I could tell you that's true. But everybody is not going to heaven. You say, preacher, why ain't everybody going to heaven? Well, Romans 3 and verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. That means all of us are just terrible. All of us are sinners, including the preacher. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And John 3 says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We have a belief that people believe, the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, which tells you that we're all God's children. I got news for you. I wish I could tell you that's true. But I can tell you, if you're not saved and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you're not God's child. And it's just hard. Everybody's just God's children. Folks, that's not true. It's not found anywhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible. What about the Muslims? What about the Buddhists? You say they're sincere in what they believe. Yes, but they can be sincerely wrong. We have this philosophy, come as you are, leave as you came. Yeah. Come on. But my friend, when you come to the cross, y'all remember them wise men? Them wise men that came and found the Lord? The Bible says when they met Him, they left a different way. And when you meet Him, you meet the same Jesus I met, you'll leave this place different than when you found Him. Number one, not everybody's going to hell. Number two, there's more people going to hell than going to heaven. Whoa, preacher. You mean to tell me there's more people going? Yes. Where do you get that from? Well, I get it from the Bible. What did He say? He said there's many that's going to find the broad road that leads to destruction. And few there be that go in at the narrow gate. Comparison. More people is going on the broad way than going on the narrow way to heaven. And there's more people on their way to hell than there is going to heaven. Well, I just never have. Listen, folks, it's time we get somebody in this country to stand up and not be afraid, not preach for a paycheck or a parsonage or a pension plan, but preach thus saith the Lord. It don't matter what Osama, Obama, or your mama says about it. It says what the Bible says about it. Preacher, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. There's no such thing as an atheist. Well, I know there's an atheist. There's no, listen, look, read my lips. There's no such thing as an atheist. I know a bunch of atheists. You just wait till they get in trouble. They might be an atheist today, but wait till their car turns over on the side of the highway and there's fire and flames coming in, and the last thing they say coming from their lips is, "Oh, God, help me." No such thing as an atheist. I've never met an atheist in the ICU waiting room. I've never met an atheist at the side of the road when there's destruction coming. People say, "Oh, preacher, pray for me." Well, I thought you was an atheist. Who you want me to pray to? Oh, there's no such thing as an atheist. Listen, folks, you say, I believe there's atheists. No. I don't. Listen. Atheist means against God. That's A, against, theist, God, against God. You have to believe in God to be against Him. I don't believe in pink, flying, polka-dotted elephants. I don't believe in it. And I've never bought a newspaper article. I've never rented a radio show. And I've never wrote books about why I believe there's no such thing as flying, pink, polka-dotted elephants. You know why? It's a waste of time. They don't exist. So why do those atheists spend so much time, so much radio time, newspapers, articles, writing about something they say they don't believe in? Why? Because He's up there and He's convicting their hearts. More people are going to hell than going to heaven. And I wish it wasn't so. I wish it wasn't so. My friend, that Bible's true. I believe that Bible. We got to get our minds fixed on the Bible and not what the world thinks. And, you know, every time somebody dies, and I hope, pray everybody dies, hope they're ready to meet God and ready to be, but everybody, they're just up there in the great sky in heaven. They're sitting on a cloud up there playing the harp, eating cream cheese. That ain't true. Not everybody's going. And there's more people going to hell than going to heaven. And number three, everybody that thinks they're going to heaven ain't going. Where did you get that from? Well, I got that from verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Look at verse 22. Many will say to me in that day. When's that day? What do we stand before God? Everybody's going to say, "Lord, I went to Holy Hills Baptist Church. Lord, I went to Sunday school. Lord, I was a good person. Lord, I was baptized. Lord, I did the Lord's Supper. Lord, I kissed the Pope's big toe. Lord." That Bible says, many that say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in our name? Let me help you. Yeah. Write this one down and remember this one. Not everybody that says they're a preacher is going to heaven. I thought all preachers go to heaven. That Bible says, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? That's preaching. Have we not preached in your name, Lord? Have we not done many wonderful works? Hadn't we cast out devils? We've done all these good works. Look at verse 23. Let's find out what happens to the preacher and those that do good works and turn over a new leaf and does all that stuff. Then will I profess to them, I never knew you. That's pretty plain. We'll say, well, Muslims don't believe it. It don't matter what the Muslims believe. It's what that Bible says. Everybody that thinks they're going ain't going. There's going to be a lot of good people. Ready for this one? I hate to knock you out of your seat, but there's a lot of good people, good moral people going to hell. Preacher, I thought all good people. No, friend, it ain't about good, bad. It's not about good, bad. It's about, do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? I can prove that real easy. The Apostle Paul, before he got saved and met the Lord, he went to the courthouse and got warrants to kill Christians. You can't get, what's proper English? You can't get no more worse than that. That just preaches better, don't it? You can't get no more worse than that. God saved him. And that takes care of everybody in the room that says, oh, God won't save me, I've been too bad. He saved the Apostle Paul. And he used to kill Christians for a living. He saved him. Paul wound up writing 13 books of the New Testament. Talking about a change, leaving a different way. Hey, I'm talking about, listen. We got to get real serious about this. The parable of the wheat and the tares. The wheat looks like the tares and the tares looks like the wheat. But when they all grow up together, there's wheat and there's tares and you can tell the difference. But when they first start out, it all looks wheat. He says, depart from me. What would y'all think about this? Some of you look sleepy. What would y'all think about this? I pulled up on the Ford dealership out here. And I pulled up, got out of my car and did this. The dealer would come out. First of all, he would probably call the police. Second of all, he would say, What are you doing? Oh, I'm a Ford F-150. Got glass packs on, can't you tell? I'm standing over there in between the F-150s over there. Hallelujah for the Ford F-150s. Amen. And I'm just sitting over there. And he's like, what are you? You're not a truck. Oh, yes, I am. I got the sounds down. And we're all laughing, and I want you to, but let's bring her on down here real close. A lot of people come to church, got the sounds down. They know how to look. But they not no F-150. And they try to look like a Christian. They try to smell like a Christian. They try to dress up and look like a Christian. And when it's all said and done, they not a Christian. But they got the sounds down. Just because you park yourself in the garage don't mean you're a Cadillac. Just because you park yourself at Holy Hills Baptist Church and sit on here and listen to Brother Jeremy and whoever else preaches, that don't mean you are going. We just laying her down here where it's at. There's a wide, broad way that leads to destruction. And it's the theology that everybody's going. Don't matter what you believe. Just believe whatever you want to. We're all trying to get to the same place, ain't we? Oh, it don't matter who what you are, what you believe. Everybody. Oh, we're all God's children. It's a broad way that leads to destruction. It's the philosophy of the world. We say, preacher, is there anything wrong with being narrow-minded? You ought to be narrow-minded. How narrow? Oh, about that narrow. About this narrow. Say, preacher, you ought to be narrow-minded. Narrow, right here. Narrow, this narrow. Say, preacher, you've got to be broad in your horizons. No, I'm narrow. I'm straight. You may not like that one. Now, let me bring this plane in for a landing. Number four. After you die, it's a sad, but after you die, you're not getting a second chance. After you die, you're not getting a second chance. There is no purgatory. There is no limbo. There is no between, go halfway point. There is no, it's either heaven or hell. It's either Broadway, narrow way. It's either Cain's way or Abel's way. It's very simple. It's either wheat and tares. That's way. That is the way. Jesus Christ, it's very plain and simple. And we've got to quit muddying the waters and 50 shades of 50 shades. There ain't 50 shades. It's one. One shade, and it's either broad or narrow. Hallelujah. Well, we won't get on that no more. You say, preacher, where do we get this second chance theology? Well, it's because probably the way your parents raised you. Every time you got in trouble at school, they bailed you out.
Come on.
Man, back when I was in school, if my daddy came to the school, I was in trouble. It's like out in the hallway like this. Now, if the parents come to school, they getting on the teacher and not the kid. Because mom and daddy will bail you out. You get in trouble? Oh, mom and daddy will bail you out. Hey, don't worry. You go bankrupt? Hey, don't worry about that. The government's going to bail you out. Don't worry about that. Bail out this, bail out that. But I'm telling you what, God does not have a bailout program after you die.
Amen.
Your mama's not going to come before God and say, how much the lawyer fees? I'll take care. I'll get him. Let me just slip you this right here and let's just forget this deal. God don't wipe anything up and throw it under the rug. It ain't happening. Not happening. Mom and daddy bail you out on this earth. Mom and daddy, grandma ain't coming to bail you out in front of God. God don't do bailouts after you died, after you done had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Bailouts are over. No second chances. Y'all read this offer expires in 30 days. Respond by this date. Y'all ever heard that? Well, there is one of those in the Bible, and it's called, and there's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. After death, it expires. Salvation is free. It's a free gift to all. It expires when you draw your last breath. No second chances. Mom, daddy ain't coming to bail you out. It's over. You better make sure you know where you're going. Now, friend, you say, what are you saying? I'm just saying, folks, to my folks here and the visitors and the folks watching on the Internet, I'm just telling you, there's a broad way and there's a bunch of people on that broad way. And I'm telling you, there's a narrow way that people don't want to go down because it's too narrow. People like to be in the majority. Young people, listen to me real good. Let me see if I can help you. And then we're going to close. Let me see if I can help you. If everybody's doing it, if everybody's smoking it, if everybody's watching it, and if everybody's drinking it, and if everybody's wearing it, you might want to try to think about doing something different. We're raising a bunch of kids that looks like Miley Cyrus. Amen. Come Everybody's wanting to look like a movie star. You better find, hey, I tell you what, get in this Bible right here and find out what a true man, woman of God looks like. Right there. But that preacher, that ain't a majority. You better not be worried about the majority. They're on the broad way. You better find out about yourself and get right here in the narrow way and just worry about you. Because I'm telling you, when you take your last breath, listen, when you take your last breath, after that, everybody believes the same. Y'all know Adolf Hitler? He believed just like we do now. I said Adolf Hitler believed just like we do now. Y'all know that fellow Saddam Hussein? You know that fellow we went over to kill and then we came back to America and elected one with the same name? Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? He believes like we do now. Some of you having a hard time swallowing that one. But when you die, you're going to believe just like what that Bible says. The only difference is it's too late. How about you? Real simple. It's not a real simple. I'm not trying to get people to join church. Joining church ain't going to save you. We're fixing to baptize some folks here in just a few minutes. Baptism don't save. These folks that we're fixing to baptize already saved. Amen. If something happens to them, God forbid, something happens to them before they get back, they go into heaven. We're just going to show you a picture. We're just going to show you a little picture of what happened to them when they got saved. A little testimony. They just want to testify in front of you. Death, burial, resurrection. That's what it's about. Baptism ain't going to save. Church membership, joining church ain't going to save you. You can join every church in Dyer County. That ain't going to save you. Say, preacher, you told us what ain't. Tell us what is. It's still the blood of Jesus Christ that saves a poor sinner like me.